Blog Talk Radio.
Coming up on Woodstock. Both committed, took so long ago. I gotta feel the dirt beneath my feet. Gotta breathe the air if I'm ever gonna know. Hey, do tell me a story. Coming across the country, trying to change the world. 17 North coming up on.
Welcome to another edition of What Days of Murph. On the show today, we have a super talented sister duo Spin joining us. We'll talk with the ladies about their career, music, and anything that they're working on that they can talk about. And I've said this before, but this should be a fun show, folks. And I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Cody. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. What do you say we go ahead and welcome the super talented Spin to the show?
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, ladies. It's a pleasure to have the opportunity to speak to you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Oh, absolutely. I've just got to say right off the top, I love that song.
Ah, thank you.
You know, and I don't know if y'all have seen the posts or anything on social media, but every Friday at 4:30 Central, I host a indie country radio show, and I'm putting that song into a rotation on that show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. That's so nice.
Absolutely. So, to kind of get a thing started today, just go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell the listeners how y'all got into music in the first place.
Okay. Well, we are, I think as you mentioned, we're twins. We're singer-songwriters from New Jersey, and we've always had a love for country music. We've been singing together, you know, for as long as we can remember, and we've been writing songs, and, you know, it's weird coming from New Jersey, not a lot of country music around this area, but over the past couple of years, it's gotten a lot of popularity, and we are so excited about that. So, you know, we get to play all over the place for country music fans, and, you know, we have an EP coming out, which we're really excited about. Yeah, that's a little bit of us.
What part of New Jersey did you grow up in?
So we're from Westwood, which is like 15 minutes outside of the George Washington Bridge. So we've had New York City access our whole lives.
Wow.
Is that north, like close to Upper Saddle River by any chance?
Yeah, it's probably we're probably about 15 minutes from Upper Saddle River. That's close.
I'm a little further south, closer to Homedale, where there's a huge venue for country music.
Yeah. PNC Bank Art Center, by the way.
Correct.
Oh, been there.
I
yeah, we've seen
you
some great shows there.
So, as I said earlier, I thank you again for doing this. I mean, I've been looking forward to the show pretty much ever since Craig booked it.
Aw, thank you.
Thanks, Cody.
That's so sweet.
Well, me too. I saw you perform in Hope Maxwell's in Hoboken as part of Lauren Davidson's Christmas show. And
yes, that was so fun.
Yes. Jessica Rose said so many wonderful things about you, and then after seeing you perform, meeting you in person, I knew she was spot on, and I had to ask for you to come on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, we love Jessica, too. We're actually really blessed. There's a lot of really, you know, there's not too many of us that play country music in New York and New Jersey. And for the most part, we've met some really amazing people and got some really great friends just that, you know, out of playing. It's really, we're very blessed.
I'm sure
you
will continue to get many more friends and throughout your career.
And that, I'm glad y'all said that because just maybe a couple of weeks ago, we had a Lauren Davidson on the show. I did have some kind of fun kind of get-to-know-you questions, if you're okay with it.
Of course. Shoot. Go right ahead.
Awesome. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
That's a good one. Yeah. Well, I think I don't know if I would change anything specifically, but there's a lot of things that we've learned over the years that we learned a little slower than I would have liked. I think everybody learns them at a slow pace, but, you know, if we could have sped up the learning process and, you know, jumped a few like hoops, maybe a couple at a time, that would be awesome. Just speed it up a little bit.
Right. I mean, I get that completely because I started the show. It's been 6 years since I started the show, and while it's one of the best decisions I've ever made, it's kind of a slow process.
Mm-hmm. It all is, you know, anything that you're doing when you're entertaining, like, you know, there's a couple of moves that you make where you're just like, oh, okay, so that led somewhere, but if I could have just skipped like the three steps before it and just gone straight for
mm-hmm.
it, it really would take a little bit less time and a little less frustration.
I understand that completely.
But that's part of the learning process, though.
Exactly. Yeah,
sure.
It is. But yeah, I mean, for impatient people, the learning process is slow.
Right. I understand. So, this is always kind of a fun question to ask, but if you guys weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
Well, I think, Stephanie, I think I probably would have been a lawyer. I have a thing about, you know, arguing people's points for them. So I think I would have been a good lawyer. Cheryl, I think I would have done something creative too. I don't know, maybe not music, but I like art. I like writing. I like cooking. For a little while when we were in college, I used to like cut people's hair and stuff. I like being creative. So I'm not sure what road I would have taken, but it definitely would have still been something creative.
Awesome. And sort of on that same note, seeing as you're both creative people, what inspires or motivates you guys?
Well, for music, we get motivation and inspiration from everyone. You know, our songs that we write, they're not just that we've had. They're about experiences that our friends or our family has had, and we kind of take that and harness it into something that can maybe help other people, you know, deal with like loss or breakup or something like that. So I definitely think the people around us are a big inspiration to us. And even, you know, besides the music that we write, you know, in our careers, we have such a great support system around us. Our family has always supported us. You know, we have great friends that come to shows. We have awesome fans. Like when people meet us, you know, we really take to them and we really feel like we have a huge family behind us. And so that is also a motivator in our careers, because when big things happen to us, we feel like it's big things that are happening to everyone around us and everyone that supports us. And that really drives us.
Awesome. I've said this to pretty much every single guest, and I'll say it to you guys. If you ever need anything from us, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Ah, thank you, guys. We have a big EP coming. We may use that.
Awesome. I wanted to throw a scenario out at you guys. I mean, this question comes from my time in college. I had a professor who loved scenarios. He'd throw a scenario at us pretty much every class period, and I hated it. So this is probably where this question comes from. You're stranded on a deserted island, and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
So iPod for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Chocolate. and tequila.
Why don't you put the chocolate in the tequila and you can take care of two birds with one stone? You can get your sweet and your booze in at the same time.
True. Those little cookies are pretty good, actually. Little chocolate with a little gooey booze in them. I like them.
Yeah, and it'll absorb the booze so you won't get drunk so fast, probably.
True.
Yeah, if you're on a desert island, I'm going to be wasted all the time.
You will need to kill your time on a desert island, so trust me, more chocolate and tequila will definitely work for killing time.
Yes, absolutely it will. So, another fun question I had, and I love the responses we get. So, what are you guys listening to right now, music-wise?
We mostly listen to country, so we're huge Miranda Lambert fans. We love all of her albums. We like Brantley Gilbert is one that we have on repeat a lot of times. Chris Stapleton.
We listen to Nash FM, the 94.7, the New York Nash FM, all the time. It's always on in the car. Then we have a couple of other stations we pop through. You know, we like pop music. We listen to rock music, too.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
Obsessed.
Foo Fighters, Shawn Mendes. Love Shawn Mendes. Charlie Puth. He's from Jersey. Fellow Jersey guy.
Just something about us wild Jersey guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. And Miranda Lambert's going to be in New Jersey in the Prudential Center on the 23rd, I believe.
You know what? We were going to get tickets. And that, first of all, I love the new Live Nation way that they're doing tickets about how you have to have a like specific window. Except for that,
mm-hmm.
When we got our window, we were at work. And so I put the phone down for a couple of seconds, and it came back, and it timed me out, and I couldn't use the code again. So that sucks.
Oh.
But I do
Ouch.
Appreciate the fact that the tickets were only $40. Like, that's awesome. But we were going to get Prudential Center tickets, but then we heard that she's going on tour this summer with Little Big Town, and so that's a bucket list concert for us, so we're going to wait till she comes back with Little Big Town.
That's going to be super.
Yeah.
To see both of them on the same stage.
Exactly. And you know they're going to do something at the end, like collaborative, which, I would pay anything to see that live.
I mean, their song that they produced for Miranda's last album, Smoking and Drinking, is a very good song. I don't think that'll be the one. That'll be the only song they sing together, though.
I don't think it will either.
Oh, I just got chills thinking about it.
Oh, well, I'm going to that Miranda show on the 23rd, but now you motivated me to buy tickets for the Miranda Big Town show.
Yeah, do that. We'll have a big tailgate party. Maybe we'll do some spin music in the parking lot or something.
I'd love that. I'll contact you afterwards.
Sounds good.
Oh, wait. That is awesome. I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I'll read, watch, or listen to pretty much any interview that that an artist does, because I think it helps me be better at the show. So I was watching a Dan Rather interview a Kid Rock one time, and he asked him this question, and I'm gonna ask y'all. So, when everything is said and done with your careers, and you won Grammys, CMA awards, pretty much the entire thing, which is gonna happen for you. What's one thing that you guys want to be remembered for as artists?
I would really, really like to be remembered as down to earth. People who can, you know, relate to people, like people can relate to us, and just that we are nice, good people. Like that's all, you know, that we did good for people that were less fortunate or in bad circumstances, that we made people's lives better in any way possible.
My respect for y'all just went through the roof. Completely that answer.
Oh, thanks. That's just what, you know, we were talking about for the Super Bowl. You know, a lot of people are, you know, upset about how much the football players, how much money they make. And I get it that they make a lot of money, but they do so much good with that money that we, you know, any person who's normal person could never be able to do. Like, you know, the amount of lives that they touch, and we hope, you know, it was obviously reflecting on that this past Sunday, and we hope that we are in a position where we can do stuff like that too.
You know, I forgot the exact amount, but the Houston Texans player J.J. Watt raised like $70 million.
Wow. Yeah, like I want to be able to do that. That is amazing.
This is always fun to ask too. Pretty much everybody nowadays is on social media. It seems like social media is basically taking over our lives at this point. So
true.
How has social media affected your career thus far?
Oh, my goodness. We owe so much to Twitter. Like, that's how we have met so many people. So many fans have come to shows and heard about us, you know, from different states and even in our own state, even people from New Jersey, from South Jersey. I mean, every show that we have, more and more people, and Instagram too. We've met some good friends on Instagram. Facebook is a great way to connect with people. But for us, Twitter is our favorite because I feel like the conversation is more open. Like, there's a more open dialogue where you can get, you know, to people. It's almost like texting for people that you don't know, kind of thing. You know, so you can have a full conversation.
It's
our favorite.
I'm the same way. Twitter for me is, and speaking for the show here, Twitter for us has just been so incredible because that's where we get probably 90% of our yes for the show. So Twitter has just been the best thing ever for us.
Same here. Yeah. Which is funny actually because a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? That's the best.
Oh, I love it. I am a Twitter I'm addicted to Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it.
I'm addicted to Twitter, and I'm even more addicted to Instagram right now. I can't stop posting on Instagram.
Yes,
I'm like glued to it.
I like it too. I like Instagram. They're all useful for each Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They all have their own uses for sure.
Except Instagram is more useful because it the company's pictures.
Couple more questions for you. Then I think we're gonna talk a little bit about what's coming up for you. Then we'll wrap things up. Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you guys?
I would say our shows at Opry City Stage. Yeah, definitely the biggest. You know, they opened the Grand Ole Opry opened in Times Square, a sister restaurant and venue that's called Opry City Stage, and we've been playing there for the past 2 months, and it is the most beautiful venue, great country music, good southern food. And it's really just been, like, the highlight of this year for us, for sure. Yeah. And
believe it or not, I have not been there yet.
Wait till we play. Come see us. It's gorgeous. It's really, the place is incredible. And then before that, at the end of 2016, we won the Nash Next semifinals for New York City. And they brought us down to the top 10 to compete in Nashville for, you know, record contract. And we got to play in front of Scott Borchetta and Daniel Bradbury and Kix Brooks, who was so funny and so awesome to us. And then we got to go and tour with the top 10 finalists. And that was honestly a game changer for us. So the past 2 years because of that have been, you know, incredible. And that's why I know that's why we're playing Opry City Stage is because of Nash FM and the Nash Next contest. So we'll always be grateful for that also. Two big highlights, I think.
Yes. When have you performed in the Opry Stage, and do you know when you'll be performing there in the future?
We're taking a couple weeks off just because we're trying to book a tour right now, a summer tour. So that is going to take all of our brain power for probably the next 3 weeks. But we were playing on Saturday nights for the past 2 months and some Wednesday nights also.
Yeah.
Saturday nights were the best. The crowds were amazing. You know, it was so much fun.
I love that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get back to Saturday night.
I'm sure, I'm sure you put Saturday night, people watching you to their heads were spinning.
Bum.
Yes.
I noticed you guys mentioned the Nash Next semifinals, and you got to go play down in Nashville for industry people. Any plans to move to Nashville in the future?
You know, we toy back and forth with it. It's not something that we are going to do right now. We definitely have to get down there more. But we're really fortunate that country music, you know, especially with Opry City Stage and with Nash FM, you know, New York is our favorite place in the world. And so we figured, you know, we thought about it maybe about a year ago. And we were like, you know what, let's give New York a little more time. And it is blossoming into a great country music hub. You know, it's not there yet. It's still very, very, very small, you know, with our help and the help of all the other artists and the radio station and the Opry. We're hoping that, you know, within the next couple of years, people will think, hey, there's country music in New York City, too. And then we'll see what happens. But, you know, we love it up here. We're Jersey girls through and through. So it would take a lot to move us down.
You know, and speaking of the country music industry as a whole, I feel like, and y'all probably agree with this, I feel like pretty much everybody in the industry, from fans to artists to insiders, are just so absolutely approachable.
Mhm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've played with some great, like, you guys know who Lanko is, right?
Yes, I just saw them in Nashville. They were doing a brief meet and greet for an hour, like a few Sundays ago, at one of the record stores downtown, and I got to take a picture of them.
Oh, that's awesome. But yeah, so Lanko, we played with them last summer. They are the most down-to-earth guys. I mean, they're just, like, and then not just down-to-earth, they're just the nicest people.
Yeah.
Like, all of them are so nice, such sweet guys. They have the, like, number one album, and their Greatest Love Story went number one on country radio, and they just deserve, they just deserve it so much. Like, it was so cute, because when we played with them, we had met them at a show a couple of months ago. They remembered the conversation we had. Like, they were just really nice, deserving guys. And
that's
I feel
impressive.
Like country music,
that's
country
really
music
impressive.
Is made up of all people like that.
I believe it. And I think they're going out on tour this year, I think, with Dierks Bentley and the Brothers Osborne.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be a great, great, great show. Huge for their careers. And they're just going to skyrocket. And they just deserve it so much. And I feel like the more people you meet in country music, the more times you can say that, which is so – it's just such a great community to be a part of.
Agreed. It's great that everyone is so approachable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I started full time in the country music industry with a show 4 years ago, I set myself a goal that if this show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, the next gig or the next interview, I've more than done my job.
So sweet. Yeah, that is really nice, helping out the little guy.
So I wanted to talk real quick about, I know you guys mentioned that you're throwing around ideas for a tour, but aside from that, what's coming up for you guys in the next 3 months or so?
Well, we are finishing recording an EP, and hopefully that'll be done. We're hoping for the end of March. We'll see, you know, those things never go as planned, so... but it's four songs. Time, Love, and Freedom is going to be one of them. And then we have three other songs that, you know, we're super proud of, two of which we actually do play when we play live. And then one of them we haven't yet because it's a little bit of a somber song. And so that's, you know, not what we like to get the party going, but I think people are really going to connect with it. We connect with it a lot. You know, sometimes we like the darker stuff, even though that's not really, you know, represented in most of our music, but so we're really excited about that. Name to be determined. We aren't sure what we're going to name the EP. Something good.
So we'll be doing, you know, releasing EP, and then we have a lot of shows coming up around Jersey. We're going to be doing a little bit of like local touring, so Connecticut, in the next couple of months.
Long Island.
We're playing a country music festival out there. And then it'll probably be kicked off in the summer. We're going to go to CMA Fest. So
yeah,
that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask that question. So you definitely see yourself at CMA Fest this year, ladies?
Yep, we're going this year, come hell or high water, and we're determined to play. So
awesome. I am always there, and I would love to see you there again.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so with that, the Miranda Lambert Show, and hopefully one or two New Jersey shows that you plan on doing, hope to see you quite a bit before the year's out.
Yeah, and you have to come to Opry City Stage.
I promise I will spin my way over there.
Wow, 30 minutes is just totally flown by, hadn't it?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're right.
Before we let you guys go, I wanted to say, and I hope I'm not overstepping here, but just so that that we spoke, I have a ton of respect for you guys, both as artists and people, and I definitely consider y'all friends.
Aw, thank you.
Well,
back at
that goes, and hopefully that goes double for me.
Aw, thanks, guys. This is so much fun.
So before we wrap this up, where can fans follow you guys on social media?
Well, on Facebook, well, everywhere, actually, we're Spin Music. So Spin has two N's. So it's SPINNMUSIC, and that's everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and then if you want to go everything all in one place, it's spinmusic.com, and then that'll pass you along everywhere.
Awesome. And I'm just putting this out there, but I follow y'all on pretty much everything.
Thank you. Yeah, we're pretty silly. We like to do we like to give people different things, you know, like little videos on one and then a picture on another. We like to keep it so that when you follow all three of our socials, you know, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, we post different things from all of them so that you get to see different parts of our career and our lives and our personalities, and so that there's a reason to follow all of them. So we hope that's successful.
So a last question I've got for you. During the past 30 minutes or so that we spoke, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to?
I think you guys pretty much hit it all. Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that we have outside of everything that we've talked about is that we have an incredible backing band, too. So anybody that gets to come see us live, you know, the guys are so much fun. They're such talented musicians, and we are so lucky to be backed by them every time we play.
Awesome. Well, thank you ladies so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Thank you so much for having us. We enjoyed it. We'll come back anytime.
We'd love to have you back. And I assure you that I will be at the Opry stage and in Nashville. So you ain't getting rid of me, ladies. And hopefully.
Y'all have a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you so much. We will take that.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. Thanks
absolutely.
So much, Rob.
So I think I'll let you guys go and let you get about your evening. But I'll definitely be talking to you on social media. Okay.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest
thank
of
you
job.
Again, ladies. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
I'll talk to you later, ladies. Bye. That was fun. And also that pretty much every show, but that was so much fun.
Trust me. I'm just upset that the ride's over. I felt like I was spinning around in an amusement park talking with them.
Yeah, and I literally could have talked to those girls for another 30 minutes.
Me too. But it's just more of a reason to have them back on the show at some
exactly.
point in time.
So I was looking at who we've got coming up. I think the next show is the Miranda Miller show, I think.
Then that is my birthday show. So it's an honor to have
awesome.
Her, who's a wonderful singer-songwriter that I think is overlooked, doesn't get enough attention as well.
So that's coming up. When is that? Monday, I think?
Tuesday the 13th.
Oh, sweet. I got you. So I think I'm going to let you go too, buddy, and I'll wrap things up here.
All right. So I'll have a good weekend. I'll speak to you next Tuesday on my birthday, Cody.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely ladies of a span. So I think you have heard the announcements. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Blue Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.